From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. It's back to school season, and both the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend all K-12 staff and students wear masks inside, regardless of their COVID-19 vaccination status. But what does that mean for schools in the Gulf states, where mask use is no longer mandatory? From our partner station, WWNO in New Orleans, Aubrey Yuhas reports.
This time last year, there was a lot of concern that schools were going to be super spreader sites. But now there's clear consensus that in-person learning is best for students and can be done safely as long as the proper measures, like masking, are in place. When schools started classes in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama last year, students and teachers were required to wear masks. This time around, that isn't the case.
We find ourselves barreling toward the start of school without any policies in place to protect our communities.
That's Erica Jones, president of the Mississippi Association of Educators, in a video recorded earlier this week. On Monday, her organization asked Republican Governor Tate Reeves to enforce mask use in Mississippi schools immediately. His office issued a statement in response, saying the governor has, quote, no intention of doing that. Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey made a similar statement. In all three states, the decision is up to local districts. Some, including New Orleans, Birmingham, and Jackson, have already reinstated universal mask mandates. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, hopes districts will make the right choice for their communities. But he says he isn't above taking executive action.
Because we are at the beginning of the fourth surge, and how do you take any tools out of the toolbox to address the surge before you know how bad it's going to get?
Experts say universal masking in schools is especially important in regions like the Gulf South, where the Delta variant is spreading rapidly and vaccination rates are low. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Aubrey Yuhas in New Orleans.